Hello,
hello.
How you
good
doing?
Morning.
Doing pretty good.
Good
how
morning.
Y'all doing?
I'm Officer James with Peoria Police Department, new resident officer here on the corner of Wisconsin, Nebraska.
This is a routine call for Officer Jerry James Jr. He's following up on a report of a home that might not have heat. James is with a city inspector to make sure the residents are safe. They also brought information on how to get help covering heating costs. Before he leaves, James hands the homeowner a business card and tells her to call or text anytime.
I get a chance to make myself known to her. So, you know, like I said, this encounter was nothing negative. You know, it wasn't, hey, the police are here, you're in trouble. No, it's, hey, here we are. There was a complaint of welfare check, but now we're here to offer any assistance as needed. And then it gives me a chance to kind of get an idea of the whole story. North 10, 10-8. Show me out at 712 East Arcadia, follow up.
At James's next stop, a few blocks over, he's checking in on a resident whose car was stolen a week before. Flora Randall has rented this home on Arcadia for 16 years. She has recently dealt with a rash of crimes, break-ins, slashed tires, and that same morning, a torn yard sign. Randall says she appreciates how kind James has been to her.
I feel more secure for a person, an officer, to come and check up on you and find out, you know, how I'm doing, because this area, it used to be a nice area, but now these young kids have taken over and do what they want, especially to the older people that lives here. They seem not to give them no respect at all.
Back in the squad car, James says he sees his job as making the East Bluff feel like home again for residents like Randall.
You know, I know as times have changed and the neighborhood's changed, you know, some people are like, well, if you know you don't like, you leave. But how do you tell someone that's lived their entire life here, you know, to leave? I'm say no, you know, you have every right to stay here.
The city started embedding cops in neighborhoods 7 years ago. The department places resident officers in high crime areas. The idea is just having an officer nearby will deter crime, and living there will help build rapport with people in the area. Peoria Police Chief Lauren Marion says it's difficult to quantify how well the program builds trust. He says there are a few measures of success.
Oddly enough, when we first put a resident officer in the area, we will actually notice after the first few months that the calls for service will increase in those areas. But that's a good thing, because that's showing that the community is putting more trust into the police.
Marion says call volume eventually drops as community members turn directly to the resident officer for help with things like barking dogs, noisy neighbors, and property line issues. He also says large crowds at community events hosted by resident officers are a sign outreach efforts work. Marion says serious crime has dropped in all four neighborhoods with a resident officer. He says some declines are larger than others.
Within that resident officer area on the West Bluff, a 59% decrease of crimes against person. So that's your batteries, assaults, robberies, stuff like that. Southside only had, it had a minimal decrease, but only 4.9%.
Some academics doubt these numbers tell the whole story.
It was really interesting to me that there's no like scholarly studies or data that really evaluates how effective these programs are, especially since some of them have been around since like the early 1990s.
That's Professor Ashley Farmer. She teaches criminal justice and studies community policing at Illinois State University.
What we know about them pretty much comes from police departments themselves saying this is an effective program. You know, our crime decreased by such and such percentage, our calls for service decreased by a certain percent. But, you know, when you're looking at overall crime, which, of course, we know that crime was decreasing generally across the entire United States at that time as well. If that could really be attributed to the resident officer program, it's hard to tell.
Farmer says it's also unclear whether the entire neighborhood benefits or just the immediate area around the officer.
Are we decreasing the crime rate, or is it just sort of displacing it elsewhere so that, you know, people know they're not going to commit crime on a street where a police officer lives now, but maybe they still will, you know, four blocks over?
Farmer says even without measurable success, resident officer programs show police departments are thinking outside the box. She says any effort to improve police-community relations goes much further than just patrolling neighborhoods. Not that improving those relations is easy. Officer James admits not everyone warms up to him right away. He says he hopes that over the 3 years or more he serves in this role, they'll come around.
Tomorrow's a new day. We'll try this again at some other point. You can talk to me tomorrow, the week later, or whenever, because I'd be surprised. Some people that have kind of closed the door on me, see them later on, they remember me, and we have a great conversation.
James says for now, he's just letting them know he's still there. I'm Dana Vollmer.